Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 14th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Kol ha'isa mitzvah achas, anyone who does one mitzvah, and we're talking here about a person who has half sins, half a mitzvahs, it's a balanced scale, and he does one more mitzvah, then he has more mitzvahs, more zchuyos than sins. Metivin loy or marichin loy yomov, he will have goodness for him, and he will have long life, as it says in the pasuk, v'shamatas chukov es mitzvosav, you will keep the mitzvahs asher yitav lecha, it'll be good for you and for your children, olaman tarich yomim, in order that you'll have long life, v'noicha l'saaretz, and he will get the land, meaning the land of life, olam haba. One who doesn't do one mitzvah, it's a person who's got more sins than mitzvahs, and he doesn't do one mitzvah to get it balanced up, not even to get half zchuyos and half chayev, then and he ends up with more sins than zchuyos. Ein mitivin loy ve'ein marichin loy yama ve'ein nochel saaretz. He doesn't have goodness. He doesn't have long life. He doesn't get olam the eretz achaim. Now, what about a person who is exactly half-half? A person who is mechtzazake, mechtzachayiv. So this, the Gemara says, about such a person, Beis Hillel said, V'rav chesed, mate klapi chesed. Hashem turns him onto the side of chesed. In other words, he'll still get goodness because of the chesed. However, in the Reisha we learned that when he does one mitzvah extra to get the zchuyos more than the avenes, he will also have goodness, metivin loy. So what's the difference? The difference is that, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, you can't compare a tzaddik who has more mitzvahs than sins to a person who's perfectly balanced and just gets the chesed of Hashem to just push him over the mark. There's a huge difference between the two. The Gemara brings a famous braisa that says a person should always look at the world as if, at himself, as if he's half chayiv and half zakah, he's got half mitzvahs and half averas evenly balanced. And if he does one mitzvah, that can completely tip the scales over to the side of zchus. And one avera can do the opposite. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says that because the world is judged after the majority, if it's got the majority of merits, then it'll be good. It'll be the other way around, it won't be good. So a person should look at it that he can also influence not just himself to the side of zchus, but even the whole world. Kol sheyeshna b'mikra u'b'mishna v'derech eretz. Then says the Mishnah, anyone who is involved or who learns chumish, who learns Torah shebiksav, mikra actually means Tanakh, anything of the written law. Mishnah means Torah shebalpeh. Uver derech eretz, and he's also good with people. He's nice, good midas. Loi b'mehera huchayta, he won't sin easily. Shenamar, as it says, v'achut hamashulash loi behemer yinasek. As it says in Kehelet, Shlomo HaMelech says in Perek Dalet of Kehelet that the triple cord will not be easily broken. If he has these, at the tripling of these three things, the Torah shebiksav, Torah shebalpeh, and derech eretz, he won't be easily upset. He won't come to sin, not easily anyway. And a person who has neither, not one of these three things, he's not into Torah shebiksav, not into the written law, not into the oral law of Torah, and he doesn't have derech eretz, eino min hayishuv, he doesn't belong in society. Such a person should live out in the desert somewhere, because he's if he's gone, the Rambam says the reason the person who's reached that level or that type of a low, it's a chazaka that he probably does the most averus that he comes to his hand. Perek Sheni Mishnah Aleph. We go back now to the topic of Kiddushin, and the Mishnah is going to tell us laws of Shlichus B'Kiddushin, appointing an agent. Ha'ish Mekadesh Boyu V'Shlichai. A man can Mekadesh a wife, a woman, by himself, or even send a shliach to do so, because a shliach shaladim kemaisa. The Gemara explains that it says boy ubishlucha. Why does it say by himself and ishlich? Why didn't it just say with a shliach? To tell you that mitzvah boy yosem shlucha. It's better to do it yourself rather than a shliach. In fact, there's one opinion that says it's osur, it's forbidden to mekadesh a woman until he sees her, because maybe if he just appoints a shliach and he doesn't even see her, and he might see when he gets to her, he might see something that's not good, that's displeasing, and this could be very embarrassing. It can be not good at all. And the Torah says, "V'haftarecha kamoicha." But if he did appoint a shliach and he was mekadesh a woman for him, and he said to her, "You are mekadeshes to Yankel, to Beryl, who lives there in another country, whatever," it'll work. Whether he gives her the lady money or whether he gives her a shtar, the kiddushin will be a valid kiddushin. Ha'isha miskadeshes bo v'shlucha, and similarly, a woman can be can receive a kiddushin herself, or she can appoint an agent, a shliach. Once again, it's better for her to do it herself. That's just like the male, just like the man. It's a mitzvah, more mitzvah. It's better of a mitzvah if he does it himself rather than agent. So similarly, she too. Ha'ish mekadesh is bitoy kishinara. A man can accept the kiddushin for his daughter when she is still a nara, when she's before she's the age of a begeris, which is 12 and a half. Assuming that at 12 she had her signs of puberty, then 6 months later she becomes a begeris, and then he cannot accept kiddushin for her. Boyu bishluchoy, and the father of such a daughter can accept the kiddushin himself, or he can even appoint a shliach to accept the kiddushin on his behalf. Now, the Mishnah said the ish can mekadesh his daughter when she is a nara. What about when she's under a nara, when she's not yet 12? What happens when she's 11 or 10? Can he accept kiddushin? And the answer is, of course. Then she's more under the jurisdiction of the father. But why does the Mishnah only mention when she is a nara? The Mishnah wants to tell us, Derech Eretz, that it's not appropriate for a man to be receiving kiddushin for a daughter while she's still a ketana. Let her grow up first. And say, I want this man, or be plenty on your rights. Hoi Melisha, one who says to a woman, Iskatshili bitmonazoi, Iskatshili bazoi. He gives her a date and he says, be mukadashis to me, be my wife with this date. And afterwards gives her another date and says again, be my wife with this date, mukadashis to me. Im yesh ba'achas men shova pruta, if at least one of the dates is worth a pruta, Mekudeshes, then the woman will be Mekudeshes. Vimlav, but if not one of the traits is worth the pruta, even though together they are worth the pruta, Eina Mekudeshes, she will not be his bride, she will not be married to him. Why? Because since he said Iskatshi on each date, they will not join to each other. And there will not be Kiddushin, and the Kiddushin will only fall on one of them. The others will be like a gift or like a deposit, but not as forming part of the Kiddushin. And that's why if there's not one of the dates has a Shava Pruta, she will not be Mekudeshes, because the minimum amount of money to pay is, as like we learned in according to Beis Hillel, the beginning of this Masechta, the minimum amount that a person can give to a woman to be Mekudeshes is a Pruta. Now, the Rambam points out that when our Mishnah says she's not Mekudeshes, what the Mishnah means to say is she's not a definite Mekudeshes. A Sofik Mekudeshes she is. Why? Because the date may not be worth a pruta in the place where he was mekadesh, but it might be worth a pruta elsewhere. And therefore, because of that, it's not completely sure that it's not a kiddushin. But it's not a definite kiddushin. But if the man says to a woman, bazo ubazo ubazoi, bazoi bazoi bazoi, he says with this and with this one and with this one, he says, be my wife, you'll be my wife, you'll be mekadeshes to me with this and this one and this one. And he didn't mention or repeat the word iskatshi by each of the dates that he gives her. Then we say as follows, im yesh shava pruta b'chulon mekadeshes. If they're all together, they make up the mesh shava pruta, then that'll also be good enough. She'll be mekadeshes. All the dates can join together for a mekiddushin, to be one kiddushin. Vimlav, but if there's not a shava pruta together, even all together, they don't have shava pruta, ena mekiddushes, shiva mekiddushes. And once again, the Rambam says, when the Mishnah says ena mekiddushes, it means not a vadai, it's not a definite kiddushin. It'll be a sophic, though. Maybe here they're not worth a pruta together, maybe elsewhere they are. And even when all of them are worth a shava pruta, she will only be mekiddushes, says the Gemara, if she had them all in front of her and she didn't start eating them as he was, as he said, with this one, this one, this one. And when she got the last date, they were all there. So therefore we can say they all joined together, all the dates joined together to be valued. Are they together equal to a Shavuot Pruta at least? And if they are, she's Mekudeshes. But if she's eating each date as he gives it to her, then she will not be validly married to him until at least one of the dates will be a shavaprota. The Gemara explains the Mishnah means the last one. Until the last one is a shavaprota, is worth a prota. Why? Because all the dates that she ate, that she ate already before the end of the Kiddushin, are really on loan to her. And if at the end of the Kiddushin she doesn't have a shavaprota in that last date or whatever, then even though one of the earlier ones was shavaprota, she's not mekadeshes. Why? Because since the Kiddushin is only applicable, is only effective by the last date, and the Achreina, so therefore he's mekadesh her with a milva, with a loan, because all the other dates become now a loan to her. And you can't mekadesh a woman with a loan, because since the Kiddushin are only going to be effective on the last date, so all the previous dates are considered like a milva. But if the last date is worth a shavaprota in its own right, then even though Kiddushin is only being done with all of them, since at the end of the Kiddushin there is at least a shavaprota intact, he is mekadesh with a milva and a pruta. And the halacha is that one who is mekadesh a woman, marries a woman with a freeing up alone, a debt forgiveness, and a pruta, she's mekadeshes. Why? Not because of the debt forgiveness, forget that, but because of the pruta, daital pruta. And we say that she has in mind the pruta, that's what she's focusing on, to be her mode of Kiddushin.